The news is read now by James Healy.
The people of Ukraine are marking the 31st anniversary of the country's independence from the Soviet Union. It's also 6 months since the Russian invasion. The war has killed thousands of civilians and forced a third of the Ukrainian population from their homes, with millions fleeing abroad. 20% of the country's territory is under Russian control. Security across the country is tight and no celebrations will be held. President Zelensky has warned that Russia could launch new missile attacks.
Our armed forces, our intelligence community, security forces will do everything to protect people as much as possible, and we will certainly retaliate against any form of Russian terror. But please be sure to follow security rules. Please observe the curfew, heed the air raid sirens, pay attention to official announcements, and remember, we must all achieve victory together.
The number of Ukrainians who've sought refuge in Ireland is approaching 50,000. On this programme, Anatoly Primakov from the Association of Ukrainians in Ireland said a number of events to mark their Independence Day would take place in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Kilkenny and other locations.
It's a sombre mood, really, because people would typically celebrate it differently. And people, you know, a lot of people's lives have been completely uprooted and there's a lot of uncertainty ahead. So definitely a somber mood, but people feel that it is important to turn up and show the support to Ukraine, to show that Ukraine is still independent and that it is still a very important holiday to all Ukrainians. So it is very important to celebrate, even though many might not be in a celebratory mood at all.
Members of the Dáil's independent regional group are due to meet the Minister for Finance and the Minister for Public Expenditure this afternoon to discuss their own budget priorities. The eight-member group are calling for a number of measures which they believe will help boost regional development. Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
Budget 2023 is due to take place in around 5 weeks' time, and while the Exchequer finances are in a better-than-expected state, the demands on this year's budget are also significant given the rise in the cost of living. Today, the eight-member regional independent group will meet with the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, and Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, for pre-budget discussions. The group has met with the ministers in previous years and say their suggestions have been incorporated before. Among their priorities this year is the extension of the vacant homes grant to more rural areas, a 0% loan for home retrofits, free public transport, and for the 20% reduction in public transport fares to also apply to private operators. A submission paper from the regional group has been submitted to the Department of Finance. The independents, whose support has come into sharper focus since the government lost its overall majority, have said that they will engage constructively.
The Irish Data Protection Commission says it is engaging with Twitter following claims from a whistleblower that the company misled regulators about its defences against hackers and spam accounts. The allegations were made by the social media platform's former security chief. Twitter has described the claims as a false narrative riddled with inconsistencies. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
In a whistleblower complaint, Twitter's former security chief Peter Zatko alleges the company misled regulators by falsely claiming it had a solid security plan against hackers and spam accounts. The Irish Data Protection Commission is the watchdog for Twitter in this part of the world because the company has its European headquarters here. The commission says it has engaged with Twitter on the matter since the story broke and will continue to do so. Twitter has described Peter Zatko's claims as a false narrative riddled with inconsistencies that lack important context. The company says Mr. Zatko was sacked in January for ineffective leadership and poor performance. His claims come ahead of a court battle between Twitter and billionaire Elon Musk over his decision to pull out of a deal to buy the company.
The first commercial flight is due to take off from Dublin Airport's new north runway later today. The new runway will provide extra capacity for growth for the airport as business recovers following the lifting of COVID restrictions. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
First proposed in the 1960s and granted planning permission in 2007, the new north runway at Dublin Airport was beset by delays, opposition and other challenges. However, once work got underway, the largest infrastructure project in the country was delivered on time and within the €320 million budget, paid for by the airport operator DAA's own revenues and borrowings. It has said the new runway will enhance Ireland's connectivity, support the creation of over 31,000 new jobs and €2.2 billion in additional economic activity. activity by 2043. The project included the building and installation of over 300,000 square metres of new runway and taxiways, 6 kilometres of new internal airport roads, and more than 2,000 new runway and taxiway lights. Just one commercial flight will take off from it sometime around midday today, and from tomorrow its use will gradually build. But not everyone will be happy to see it commence. The runway has faced stiff opposition locally from residents concerned about noise, while others have questioned why we are adding additional air travel capacity at the airport at a time when we should be cutting, not increasing, CO2 emissions.
The 2022 Rose of Tralee is Rachel Duffy from County Westmeath. The festival returned this year after a 2-year break because of the COVID pandemic. The NUI Galway graduate was chosen from the 33 candidates representing the Irish diaspora worldwide. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Let Grant help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.eu.
Cloud and patchy drizzle will continue to clear eastwards this morning to leave a bright day with long sunny spells. A few showers will spread eastwards across the country during the day, highest temperatures ranging from 17 to 20 degrees in a freshening southwest breeze.